Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. French President Emmanuel Macron says France will recognise the state of Palestine. He is calling for urgent peace and help for people living in Gaza. On social media, Mr. Macron wrote,
"Consistent with its historic commitment to a just and lasting peace in the Middle East, I have decided that France will recognize the state of Palestine. I will make this solemn announcement before the United Nations General Assembly this coming September. The urgent priority today is to end the war in Gaza and to bring relief to the civilian population. Peace is possible. We need an immediate ceasefire, the release of all hostages, and massive humanitarian aid for the people of Gaza."
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Macron's decision is a move toward terror. The United States is pushing Thailand and Cambodia to stop fighting, which has already killed 11 civilians since Thursday morning. Both sides blame each other for a clash on the country's shared border, which has become more serious since yesterday. State Department spokesperson Tommy Pigott spoke to reporters about the issue.
"We are also gravely concerned by the escalating violence along the Thailand-Cambodia border and deeply saddened by reports of harm to civilians. The United States urges an immediate cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians, and a peaceful resolution of the conflict."
The number of drowning deaths in Australia has increased by 5% in the past summer, 14% above the national average. Around a quarter of those deaths were people who were born overseas. Uniting Circle in Sydney has a program for new arrivals and refugee women from Afghanistan. CEO Mushjan Tahiri tells SBS these people had never learned to swim before.
On the first day of the program, our main goal was to ensure the participants felt comfortable and at ease. The two older women, aged between 60 and 65, were understandably anxious during the initial sessions. However, by the end of the program, we discovered that these elder participants had progressed exceptionally well. They were among the strongest swimmers in the group.
Brisbane writer Xiang Lu has won the Miles Franklin Literary Award for his book, Ghost Cities. The same book was rejected by more than 200 publishers 10 years ago. He says he was so shocked he won, he lost feeling in his hands and legs. Mr. Liu says he is not sure what he is doing next.
I think, you know, talk to me in a year. I really don't know right now. But in terms of my career, that's difficult to say right now. I can say that in terms of my family, definitively, it's great to be finally the favorite son.
And that's the latest SBS News in Easy English.